For today's In Touch, we continue our conversation with Warren Ropp, organizer of the Fallen Officers Memorial Race, which is coming up next week.
You're raising awareness for these individuals who have lost their lives serving communities, and you're also raising money.
Right. We also raise funds. We're currently right around $25,000 of funds raised. Some years it goes partially to the Iowa Cops chapter. This year it's going to go 100% to the National Cops Foundation, but a percentage of that will come back to Iowa or any other state in which an officer loses his life. And what happens is the cops organization will go and help survivors of that fallen officer with funeral arrangements and helping kind of get their lives back together after that. You know, a lot of people think that being a police officer, you'd have all kinds of benefits in the event of a death, but that's not necessarily true. In a lot of cases, it takes care of some funeral costs and things, but it sure doesn't take care of the fact that you lost a loved one. And so the cops has retreats and camps and things for the families of fallen officers, and they all get together on an annual basis where they can talk to each other and share experiences and thoughts and feelings and gain new friendships and just have a whole network out there of people that they can talk to about what they've experienced. So that's kind of where COPS comes in. I don't know if you have had a chance to see the video that we made.
We'll put a link to that with this interview on our website, but explain what that video contains.
That video was taped during last year's event at Knoxville. We just wanted to put something together that shows some of the activities, some of the thoughts of some of the people as to what the event meant to them and why we were there. You know, it's a race, but it's more than a race, and I tell the competitors all the time, and they know this, that this is about the cause more than it is about the race. And it's about creating awareness. I've been asked multiple times, why don't you just write a check and send it to COPS? Well, that's fine. We can do that, but it does not create awareness. And we are making a difference little by little by little. More and more people are learning about the COPS Foundation, and that's why we do it. I mean, that's why we get the word out. We want people to know why we're there. Some of the stories that we've got back from friends and family members of fallen officers, a lot of these people, when we race, they all have the police officer's name on their car that lost their life in the line of duty. And from their state, it's on their car, and they have a bio sheet. Each driver has a bio on what happened to that officer. In some cases, some of our drivers actually knew that officer. And it becomes very emotional at the end of that race. I've seen some hardcore tough guys break down in tears after winning a race. So there's a lot of meaning to it, and I even get emotional about it. The hopes are to just make it bigger and better every year. Like I said, for next year, I don't know what's going to happen yet. I've already been approached by Van Meter to see if we would be interested in have COPS be their charitable organization for next year. So before this year has already happened, we're already thinking about next year.
There in Kelowna, you're raising awareness for this foundation and giving people there in Kelowna a chance to donate to that organization. And you're also giving them a chance to see one of the cars that you guys sell.
Yeah, we invite them to go down to the Freedom Security Bank, bring their kids down. One thing we always hear is they go, boy, those things are sure little, or they're sure cute, or they're... But they are full-blown race cars. You know, they'll run on road courses up to 140 mile an hour, but they're not very big. So, like, we will be running at speeds around 100 or a little over that on a half-mile dirt track at Knoxville. Most races that we run, the biggest track we can sanction is 0.4 mile. So this is basically what you consider an outlaw race that INEX does not sanction. So this is just kind of a deal that we're doing on our own in conjunction with the Knoxville Raceway.
How long is that going to be there at Freedom Security Bank?
It's going to be there from 28th through the 1st of August. It'll be there on Friday, probably till about mid-afternoon on Friday. Maybe there all Friday and then get it on Saturday morning.
That was my conversation with Kelowna resident and co-owner of Bulltown Legends of Iowa, Warren Ropp. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.